In this lecture, we will briefly explore the anatomy and physiology of the nervous system, including its structure, function, and the different types of cells that make up this system. But before I begin, please make sure to like and subscribe to our channel so we can create more anatomy and physiology lectures like this. The nervous system is one of the most complex and important systems in the human body. It is responsible for transmitting and receiving information from various parts of the body and coordinating their functions. We have a good amount to cover in this lecture, so first I will break down the anatomy of the nervous system. The nervous system is made up of two main parts, the central nervous system and the peripheral nervous system. The central nervous system consists of the brain and the spinal cord, while the peripheral nervous system is composed of all the nerves that extend beyond the central nervous system, which connect to the various organs and muscles in the body. The brain is the most complex organ in the human body and is responsible for controlling all bodily functions, including movement, sensation, perception, thought, and emotion. It is divided into different regions that have specific functions, such as the cerebral cortex. The cerebral cortex is responsible for conscious thought, memory, and language. The cerebellum is responsible for coordination and balance. The spinal cord is a long, thin tube of nervous tissue that extends from the brain down through the spinal column. It is responsible for transmitting information between the brain and the rest of the body and serves as a reflex center for certain bodily functions. The peripheral nervous system is further divided into the somatic nervous system and the autonomic nervous system. The somatic nervous system controls voluntary movements and sensory information. The autonomic nervous system controls involuntary processes, such as heart rate, digestion, and respiration. Now let's get into the physiology of the nervous system. The nervous system functions through the transmission of electrical and chemical signals between neurons, which are the basic building blocks of the nervous system. Neurons are specialized cells that can receive and transmit signals, and are characterized by their unique structure and function. A neuron consists of a cell body, which contains the nucleus and other organelles. There are also two types of extensions, dendrites and axons. Dendrites are short, branched extensions that receive signals from other neurons and transmit them to the cell body. Axons are long, slender extensions that carry signals away from the cell body and transmit them to other neurons or to muscles or glands. The communication between neurons occurs at specialized junctions called synapses. When an electrical signal reaches the end of an axon, it triggers the release of chemicals called neurotransmitters. These neurotransmitters diffuse across the synapse and bind to receptors on the dendrites of the receiving neuron. This process is called synaptic transmission and is the basis for all communication in the nervous system. The nervous system also contains other types of cells, such as glial cells, which support and protect neurons. Glial cells include astrocytes, which regulate the chemical environment around neurons, and oligodendrocytes and Schwann cells, which produce myelin, a fatty substance that insulates axons and increases the speed of signal transmission. Now, let's discuss the function of the nervous system. The nervous system is responsible for many critical functions in the body, including the following. Sensation. The nervous system receives information from the environment and from within the body through various sensory receptors, such as those responsible for touch, smell, taste, and vision. Integration. The nervous system processes and integrates this information to generate a response. This includes perception, which involves the interpretation of sensory information, and cognition, which involves higher-level processes such as memory, language, and decision-making. Motor function. The nervous system controls movement by transmitting signals to muscles and glands. This includes voluntary movements such as walking and talking, as well as involuntary movements, such as the beating of the heart and the contraction of the smooth muscles in the digestive tract. Homeostasis. The nervous system helps maintain a stable internal environment by regulating various bodily processes, such as heart rate, blood pressure, and body temperature, emotion. The nervous system is involved in the generation and regulation of emotions, such as happiness, fear, and anger. Learning and memory. The nervous system is involved in learning and memory processes, such as the formation and recall of new information. Now, here are some common disorders of the nervous system. The nervous system is vulnerable to a wide range of disorders that can affect its structure and function. These disorders can arise from various causes, such as genetic mutations, infections, injuries, and degenerative processes. Some common disorders of the nervous system include the following. Neurodegenerative disorders. These are diseases that cause the progressive loss of neurons and their functions. Examples include Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and Huntington's disease. Traumatic brain injury. This is an injury to the brain that can result from a blow to the head or a penetrating injury. Strokes. This is a condition that occurs when blood flow to the brain is interrupted, leading to the death of brain cells. Multiple sclerosis. This is a chronic autoimmune disorder that affects the myelin sheath surrounding nerve fibers in the central nervous system. So let's summarize what we just learned. The nervous system is a complex and vital system that coordinates the functions of the body through the transmission of electrical and chemical signals between neurons. It is responsible for sensation, integration, motor function, homeostasis, emotion, learning, and memory. Disorders of the nervous system can have serious consequences, highlighting the importance of understanding its anatomy and physiology for maintaining good health. Well, that's it for today. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel for more anatomy and physiology lectures.